Galileans. Not at all. Unless you turn to God, you too will die. And those 18 in Jerusalem the other day, the ones crushed and killed when the Tower of Siloam collapsed and fell on them, do you think that they were worse citizens than all the other Jerusalemites? No, not at all. Unless you turn to God, you too will die. And then Jesus told them a story. A man had an apple tree. It was planted in his front yard. He came to it expecting to find apples, but there weren't any. He said to his gardener, "What's going on here? For 3 years now, I've come to this tree expecting apples, and not one apple have I found. Chop it down. Why waste good ground with it any longer?" And the gardener said to him, "Let's give it another year. I'll dig around it, fertilize it. Maybe it will produce next year. If it doesn't, then chop it down." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do give you thanks for so many things that we so freely take for granted. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for those who do protect. We thank you for those who serve. We thank you particularly on this Labor Day weekend. We thank you for those who are unable, oh God, to leave their post, to leave their positions, and who continue to work. We pray, oh God, that your grace and that your mercy will be upon them. And Lord, we ask you, oh God, speak to us through your words. Speak to us, oh God, those sacred words of Christ, those holy words that come through your scriptures. And Lord, let us, oh God, be truly transformed into your image. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one who saves us. Amen. I'll tell you what I said to my wife as I was leaving this morning. Liz and the girls are on their way to, y'all would know this place maybe even more than I do. Nauvoo is where they're going toward Walker County for a baby shower. And I said, you know, this scripture passage is one of those ones that is highly recognized that it's a tough scripture passage to preach. It's one of those ones that's difficult to speak on. Jesus is confronted with violence. The first encounter that we have in Luke chapter 13 is that it is an intentional act that is carried out in a sanctuary among people who are worshiping. The second one comes out of a tower that has fallen and has killed 18 people. But in each instance, one of the interesting things about this is that in each instance, Jesus asked, he asked this question. He says, "Do you think that those who died, that they were any worse than any other person that was around? Do you think that they were worse off?" Violence and tragedy and even just accidents, it is very easy. It is very easy for us to immediately fall into our usual explanations. And even at times to rely on our own biases that we carry with us and just slip into this place that says, yeah, I've seen this story before, and I know what's happening next. I've seen this all before. But yet Jesus invites us to take a moment and even ask those who are presenting such graphic imagery to him. He says, "Do you think?" Just as Psalm 31 invites us with those words, "Search me and know me, O God." Jesus does that same thing. He says, "Do you think?" And this is where we need to start. This is where we absolutely have to start as the people of Christ. This is what the parable, in fact, invites us to do, because, you know, Jesus is not just laying down mandates, but Jesus invites us in our own experiences and in our own minds of, "Do you think?" with these words. He says, this is what the story tells us to do. God, who knows our sitting down, God, who knows our standing up, God, who also we invite, "Search me, O God," he invites us to notice this story of a man who planted an apple tree. Now, you will find that the Message translation, it says an apple tree. Other translations, particularly the King James, will say a fig tree. Apple tree, fig tree. You can decide which one you most appreciate this morning. But the apple tree and the fig tree that is planted there for 3 years. Nothing. no fruit. Each year the owner would come around and would ask the gardener, still nothing. And finally, after 3 years, chop it down. It's taking too much room. There's prime gardening space that is here for this apple tree, for this fig tree, so go ahead and chop it down. And the gardener says, let's give it another year. I'll dig around it, fertilize it, maybe it will produce next year. If it doesn't, then chop it down. Now, it would be really simple to read this parable and read this story to say, oh, well, this is just an encouragement to be patient, that all of us should be patient, that when we come together, we should be patient. But if you dig, sorry, slipped into that without intentionally doing it, but if you go a little bit deeper into this story, if you go a little bit deeper into this parable, the big picture of this is that this is a story, this is a parable about a nation. It's not so individualistic, but it's about the whole country. It's about the nation of Israel. And given so much what Jesus is inviting the Israelites to remember, giving so much spiritually, such an abundant country, you know, the very promised land, the land that's flowing with milk and honey, the place that they now inhabit, Jesus invites them in the midst of violence, in the midst of the chaos that surrounds the violence that immediately follows, Jesus invites them that you as a country who have been given so much spiritually, you as a country who have been invited to live so abundantly in this world, Jesus says, bear fruit. Bear fruit that emerges out of your heritage, out of your abundance. Rather than blame and pointing fingers in the midst of violence and falling towers, Jesus says, to bear fruit. And I wonder, in a moment like this, the moment that we have even testified with so much grace that we have seen around us, even testimonies this morning of healing that we have seen God doing, what is the spiritual fruit that comes out of Grace Point? What is the spiritual fruit that God has equipped us, sort of the Grace Point way, the fruit that God has given us in this moment to bear? Imagine the spiritual fruit that our own country can bear. Jesus reminds us that God gives us another year. In fact, Jesus is the one that is represented as the gardener who is pleading for an extra year. Jesus is the one that is typified as saying, let me take a moment. Let me take another year. I can bust up the root that's there. I can bust up the old dirt that's around the ball of the root. We can cover it with fertilizer. We can cover it with manure. Just one more year. And now, after that year, them together, we can bear the fruit that comes from repentance. And what is that fruit? What is that fruit that comes from repentance? And again, as we, in our own conversations and my own sermon series about making parenting spiritual, what is that spiritual fruit? What is the spiritual fruit that comes from our own turning toward God and repenting of our own sins? Well, the Apostle Paul reminds us that the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's patience. It's kindness. It's generosity. It's faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as Paul also reminds us, there is no law against such things. And so with no law against such things, let us bear in our own church, let us be witnesses in our own country, and let us bear in our own lives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let us bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for the variety of ways that you call us, for the variety of ways that you equip us. Lord, you have called each of us to repentance. Lord, we are grateful for your forgiveness and for your, oh God, for your salvation that frees us, oh God, to joyfully live in this world. We ask you once again, oh God, to be with families who mourn on this day. Comfort them, Surround them with your love, with your grace. Lord, we also ask you to be with those who are called out from among us, O God, who run toward the danger. May you protect them, O God, and may you equip them with every good gift that comes from above as they seek to serve and to protect other people. For each of us, O God, may our own lives demonstrate to the fruit that is born through repentance. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, that we pray. Amen.